Kenora. During the busy holiday season, many of us are busy stressing out over buying the perfect Christmas present for that special someone, or worrying about gaining a bunch of weight after all those tasty Christmas dinners. But for a growing number of people in Kenora and the surrounding area, the questions are much scarier. For some, it's as simple as, do I buy Christmas presents or put food on the table for my family? For others, there might be health concerns. According to Pastor Mavis Watson, volunteer administrator at Filling the Gap Food Bank in Kenora, a mom from Saskatoon called me recently, said Watson. She was in tears, worried about her disabled son in his 30s, who had moved to Kenora within the past year to raise his young daughter. She's a widow and trying to support them. The father has an infection that's getting worse, and causes him to have trouble walking. He can't work anymore and is without transportation, so he finds it difficult to make it to appointments. What we can do as a community to provide help to individuals in this type of circumstance? This is where the food bank can help, at least in meeting their food security need. This is what donations do. Crossroads Credit Union is holding a food drive until December 18. Food donations in recent months have made a big difference, including a side of beef donated by Gateway Co-op, and a food drive by students at Kenora Composite School. Talking to those high school students, they've got real passion and energy, said Watson. These kids love donating that food, they're excited and laughing when they drop it off, and really happy to get their picture taken. This generation of young people understands, maybe better than past generations, that people need help. Adults sometimes say, why don't they just get a job, when they hear of people going to the food bank for help? Kids rarely say this. Watson said it won't take long before those donations are gone. But the biggest need right now is for financial support, especially when it comes to purchasing perishable items for Christmas hampers. If someone wants to purchase a hamper and have Gateway Co-op put it together, we can do that. Or, they can purchase Co-op gift food cards, and then Co-op contacts us. Watson said she finds it heartbreaking that, at this festive time of year for many, some single parents have to make the choice between buying food for their families and buying presents. People need to understand that they're just like the rest of us, said Watson. The only real difference is that they don't have the same access due to financial obstacles. From what she's seen and heard, Watson said the biggest reasons for individuals and families being forced to turn to the food bank for help are unemployment and the rising cost of living. In 2021, the cost of a Christmas hamper was right around $150. Watson said that rose to just under $180 last year, and sits at nearly $200 for 2023. In the last few years, she's seen an increase in strangers contacting the food bank to request assistance. People have been moving here from Ontario, Alberta and BC for the lower cost of living, and many of them need our help. The increased pressure on the food bank is not only happening in Kenora, but from coast to coast. In March 2023, there were over 1.9 million visits to food banks in Canada, far surpassing last year's usage, which set a record at the time, according to the foodbankscanada.ca website. Food bank visits in March 2023 were at an unprecedented level. The number of visits far surpassed last year's record-breaking number, despite unemployment rates holding at a steady low during that same period. Watson made it clear that she is very cautious with donations and how they are handed out. People asking for help are carefully vetted. The Kenora Ministerial Association oversees the operations of Filling the Gap, she said. Referrals of names of those in need come from other pastors, as well as other community leaders including RCMP, Social Services, Kenora Ambulance, Banks, Public Health, and also partnering with the office of Kenora Pelly MLA Terry Dennis. Requests for food hampers need to be in by the December 18th and the food bank will be closed by December 22nd. Watson said she's filled with gratitude for all those who have donated food, cash, or found other ways to show their support. Donna Franklin of Burgess Beach organizes putting together Christmas candy bags and then passes that along to Filling the Gap. I'm so grateful and thankful for all the giving in years past. They have made a huge difference in the lives of people we've been able to help. We're always open to new givers. We wish them all a wonderful Christmas season, and a healthy and prosperous 2024. Individuals interested in volunteering or in making a donation are encouraged to phone Pastor Mavis Watson at 306-563-5315, or a check can be mailed to Filling the Gap Food Bank, Kenora, P.O. Box 957, Kenora, SK, S0A0L0. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.